1027 Breakfast.
Well, on a Thursday morning, as you know, we have Reverend Shona come into the studio to have a chat with us and to give us some words of advice. And Shona's here. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm really good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, like you, I look at the news every now and then.
Yes.
And I don't know how you're feeling, but I'm getting to the point where I don't want to turn it on anymore.
Yeah, in fact, Karen says to me when I watch the news in the evening, she says, do we have to watch this? Mm. I said, I'd like to keep up to date with what's going on.
Yes, but I think people are feeling a little bit of anxiety, worry, stress.
Mm.
And I love that comment about putting all the world leaders in a boxing ring.
Oh, yes, I think.
And Simon's suggestion of someone who would be someone to fill in for our president.
Proxy.
A proxy, yes.
Yes.
But I thought I'd look at power today. And I'm sure you've heard that old adage, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm.
I saw something much better the other day. It said that what power does, and I actually love this, it removes fear. Fear from what others will think, fear from reprisals, and so our true selves come out.
Right.
So it actually shows who we really are.
Yes.
And if you think about it, I think it's true. Because you're no longer fearful of consequences or what people are going to say or think, who you are really comes to the fore. And maybe that is what we're seeing in the world today, who people truly are. But of course, it doesn't just apply to world leaders. I always like to bring it back to you and I.
Yeah.
And there are times when we have power. All of us have power in different situations. And the definition of power is the ability or capacity to influence others and their behavior or to influence events. So it makes perfect sense to me that when we look at power, it is about the removal of fear. And it doesn't matter what other people think because we're in that position. But we may need to be asking ourselves how other people are experiencing us. So if we think of ourselves as a parent, for a while you have power over your child, and Parky and I both know that that power shifts.
Well, it diminishes, I find.
Yes. Diminishes more and more to the extent that you eventually have no power over your children.
Yes.
And they challenge your power. It's coming for you, Simon.
No, that she's doing it already.
Yeah, there's a window at you. When they're born, you have no power because they just control everything. And then there's a window. You sort of have power for a certain few, maybe about a decade, and then it starts diminishing.
And I think it's quite important to get feedback. So now that my children are adults, it's quite important to get feedback from them as to how they experienced it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it was like for them when they had to listen to me, which they don't do anymore at all. So if we're open to it, and I think some people maybe don't care, but if we're open to it and we want to grow, I think it's important to get that feedback. Then focus on areas where perhaps we're not behaving the way we should or people aren't experiencing us in a positive way. And I know people will tell us that the basic personhood of who we are is formed by the age of 3. We're going to have professionals who tell us that.
Wow.
But there are aspects we can change. We can always change. We can always grow. And there are behaviors we can change. I don't believe that habits are formed within 21 days, that we can change them within 21 days. Research actually tells us it's between 18 and 254 days for it to become automatic.
Right? Yeah.
But I do think that we need to try. And I think it begins with us. The change begins with us. Ahmed said something very interesting to me the other day. He said to me, all we need to do is look after the person next to us. And if everyone did that, the world would be a different place.
Yeah, damn right.
So we need to have that feedback. We need to also be aware of how people are encountering us, what we're doing, what hurts other people, what upsets other people, and what doesn't come across well. And then spend time working on that. And there's so many programs out there. I'm not going to go into them. But there are many things we can do. But it begins then with self-knowledge, self-awareness, knowing how people are encountering us and how we are using the power that's given to us. And as I said, every single person has that power. So maybe today we might not be able to influence the world leaders or stick them in a boxing ring, but we can use our vote in our country. And we can actually make a difference in the circles in which we have influence.
Yes.
Those places where we can influence others, influence events, influence behavior. But it does begin with self-knowledge and the willingness to actually change. And there are so many bigger things we should be doing, like looking at climate change, because we are a threatened species.
Nice.
We need to look after our world. So let's rather focus on positive things and how we can show up differently.
There we go. Words of wisdom from Reverend Shona this morning. Of course, back on Sunday between 6 and 5:30, and she'll be on our socials literally in the next few minutes. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.